Protests continued in Baltimore as crowds gathered throughout the city calling for accountability in the death of Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old African-American man who died Sunday from spinal injuries obtained while in police custody. Baltimore police are conducting an internal investigation, and the U.S. Department of Justice is conducting a civil rights probe. But as Mary Rose Madden from member station WYPR reports, the situation is growing more heated.
Tensions were high as more than 100 gathered around the Western District Police Station Wednesday night. Police blocked streets with their cars, and they set up a concrete barricade. The barricade aggravated many in the crowd, like Travis Robertson.
We don't want anybody hurt. Don't get hurt.
You violating our rights. No, we can protest anywhere peacefully.
Many protesters, among them Sheila Conway, asked to see city officials stand with them.
Where's our mayor that's supposed to be out here? Where's she at? She ain't here.
Another protester, Chantrice Wilson, who lives in Gray's neighborhood, said the police harassment on her streets makes her scared for her children, and it's humiliating.
They hate us so much. We're tired of it.
Baltimore police are expected to release the results of their internal investigation of Gray's death by the end of next week. I'm Mary Rose Madden for 88.1 WYPR.